You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Feel like who Art Ed?
We're trying to spice it.
Who Art Ed? Mr. Wood, Art Ed, me.
Yeah. Either way, it's ambiguous. It works on so many levels.
I know.
That's off to a great start.
Welcome to Who Arted, weekly art history for all ages. I'm your host, Kyle Wood, and today I want to focus on a ceramic artist for a few reasons. First off, I feel like I haven't covered enough sculpture on this show. It's funny, it feels like every kid is thrilled to work with clay in art class, and yet somehow as adults, many start to shift ceramics into a category of functional craft rather than fine art. Today, I'm looking at Betty Woodman, an artist who started as more a conventional potter, but through her career, she began making creative connections and elevated the form. I also wanted to give a quick mention that for anyone who wants to learn more about methods of working with clay, though admittedly not quite at Woodman's level, I have an article called No Wheel, No Problem, focusing on tips and tricks and ceramic lesson ideas that don't require special tools. That'll be coming out on the Art of Education University's magazine on Monday, April 1st. But now on to the actual topic for today. Betty Woodman was born in Connecticut in 1930, and she was raised in Massachusetts. She defied expectations from a young age. Unlike her peers drawn to traditional, quote, feminine pursuits, Betty gravitated toward the workshop. And her parents nurtured this independent spirit of a child marching to the beat of her own bongo. In seventh grade, she successfully lobbied to join the woodshop class, honing skills that would later translate seamlessly into her sculptures. But it was at the age of 16 in a ceramics class that Betty discovered her true calling. The transformative power of clay, its ability to be molded from a formless lump into a functional object, resonated deeply with her. This newfound passion led her to the prestigious School for American Craftsmen at Alfred University, where she spent her formative years acquiring technical expertise and delving into the rich history of ceramics. While initially drawn to the idea of becoming a production potter, a trip to Italy in 1951 would forever alter the course of her artistic journey. Venturing solo across the Atlantic, a young and adventurous Betty found herself captivated by Italy's artistic heritage. In Fiesole, a chance encounter with a ceramic studio run by Giorgio Ferrero and Leonello Falacara led to an apprenticeship. Here, she was exposed to a wider range of traditions, particularly a vibrant style with intricate glazing and ornamentation. This experience challenged the functionalist approach she had been learning, igniting a fascination with the expressive potential of clay that would forever shape her artistic vision. The influence of Italy continued throughout Betty's early career. She returned several times throughout the 1950s and 60s, soaking up the culture and artistic influences. Her marriage to the artist George Woodman in 1953 and their subsequent move to Colorado further solidified her desire to explore beyond purely functional pottery. In an interview with the New York Times, Betty's son Charles Woodman said, quote, "When I was a child, we'd have pottery sales twice a year in the front of our house in Boulder. Functional ware was everything. Cups, plates, saucers, bowls, large salad bowls to eat cereal out of. You could get an entire table setting of Betty's, end quote. By the 1970s, Woodman had begun to break free from the constraints of purely functional ceramics. Her vessels started to evolve into sculptural forms, playing with scale, form, and surface textures. Experimentation with glazes became a central aspect of her process, resulting in a signature style with bold colors, geometric patterns, and expressive brush strokes. One of her most significant techniques involved building upon found objects, shards of pottery, vintage china, even kitchen utensils. By incorporating these disparate elements, she created a fascinating narrative, challenging traditional notions of craft and blurring the lines between art forms. Her dinnerware series, for example, featured elaborately decorated plates and bowls that pushed the boundary of functionality, becoming more about artistic expression than practical use. There are a lot of interesting and eye-catching ceramic and mixed-media pieces in her body of work, but the one I selected for the cover art with this episode is Pitcher Vase with Triangular Tray from 1984, which I believe is part of the collection at the Museum of Fine Arts in Houston. Throughout her career, Woodman actively participated in exhibitions. Still, a pivotal moment arrived in 2006 when the Metropolitan Museum of Art held a solo retrospective for Woodman. This was the first institution to hold a solo retrospective for a living female ceramicist. The landmark show cemented her place as a major force in contemporary art. Critics lauded her bold use of color, her innovative approach to form, and her ability to challenge the perceived limitations of ceramics. Now, for me, one of the nice things about doing an episode on a contemporary artist is that we have a whole lot of documentation, interviews, and other things so that I can end this episode with Woodman's own insights into her career. She said, quote, "My work for the past 50 years or so has been involved with a sort of setting the stage for a performance. At times the theatrics happened at breakfast, dinner, or tea. At times the scenery has included flowers and vases in architectural settings. References to other works of art have also always been present as a constant in my practice. Such work is intended to be read with the inclusion of our knowledge of other works of art. These have ranged from Korean folk art painting to Matisse and Bonnard to classic Greek and Roman vases. Recently, I've been looking at Roman frescoes and various other wall paintings where images of architecture are painted on the actual walls. These give the illusion, with their columns and windows, of architecture within architecture. I've also observed how often these frescoes include images of vases. There are a series of cross-references in ceramic, wood, glaze, and paint, which return us to the theatrical domain as wall pieces. We go to the theater to see plays, and play is fundamental to the spirit of my recent work. Character, scene, costume, plot, and document are all important here. I am playing with play."
This concludes this week's episode of Who Arted, part of the Airwave Media Podcast Network. If you found this tolerable, please leave a rating or review on your favorite podcast app. You can find images of the work being discussed this week and every week on social media at Who Arted Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and of course on the website whoartedpodcast.com. Podcast done.